This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
What percent of Robert Woods' teammates are hitting him in the stomach with socks full of soap after this statement? Robert Woods on the Superdome. The crowd shouldn't have an impact, and it won't have an impact.
Oh,
what?
That's already the loudest stadium because they're so far below sea level. I think that's pretty much science.
But it's a dome, so.
Oh, really? But it's already one of the loudest stadiums in the NFL. And now you just gave all those drunk people even more of a reason to be louder and stupider because every time you get on the field. I love it. It's awesome. That is brilliant. 877-881-1053. You can text in your percentage questions, or you can help us answer percentage questions right now. Colby?
Along that same lines, what percentage more drunk do you get when you're on vacation in a different place than you are when you're at your house? Like, say you went to...
Am I on vacation at my house, too? Or am I just...
Yeah, you're on vacation at your house, too.
Saturday.
Yeah, it's just like you stayed at the house. Or you went to, like, I don't know, New Orleans or Miami Beach.
What do you
Beach
mean by more drunk? Because, like, in New Orleans, I'll start drinking as when I wake up.
Right.
And then I won't stop drinking until I'm asleep. But, like, at home, I'll wait till a certain time.
Because you still feel like...
I got stuff to do. I got responsibilities. So, yeah, if I'm on vacation... I'll start drinking at any time of day.
This is just moving you out of your house.
Yeah.
And I said out of state, but just say you went to just a different city and were staying in a hotel.
Yep.
At that point, how much, what percentage? What percentage more drunk are you than you at your house?
Let's see. I'm usually, it'll be like 50% here.
Mm-hmm.
So 100%. 100% more drunk.
So 50% more drunk.
Yeah, 50% more drunk.
Okay.
So 100%.
And Kevin can't answer this question because he has no idea what we're talking about.
From the 903, 100% more drunk.
Man.
Do you not drink when you go on vacation?
No, I drink a ton when I go on vacation. The problem is, like, typically when I go on vacation, I get tasked with driving around.
Oh.
Because we'll do the rental car. So I end up having to drink less. Solely because I know I'm going to be driving everywhere. I'm much more apt to drink when I'm just sitting at home because I know I don't have to be anywhere.
Man, we had the really awesome situation when we went down to the beach this summer where we only went to the beach or to restaurants within walking distance. So,
smart.
Yeah, it was very helpful that we were very, you know, close to everything.
Yeah, last time I went on a vacation, we got a hotel on the beach like mm-hmm. you. But I didn't get a rental car. No. No, sir. Because I did not. I was going to wake up, and it was going to be whiskey time.
Yeah, it was.
That's the only time when it
was.
And when it always is, like, whiskey time or any kind of drink time for me. If we're on a beach and we have nowhere to go, then yes, my alcohol consumption, like, quadruples.
Yeah, I woke up. I woke up and went to the liquor store, and it was open early. And I was like, this is awesome. Thank you. I think I may have tried to kiss the liquor store owner because they were open so early.
Wow.
It was great. I would walk to the grocery store. We would go walk, you know. I don't know. We got kids and everything. We're responsible. We're supposed to be responsible and everything. So I still got those responsibilities. But I got to have a drink in my hand all day.
From the 972, 69% more drunk, 100% more Uber charges.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Because you're responsible.
Yeah.
Drunk.
I didn't think about that.
The 940, what percent of people think pugs are cute versus people who think they're ugly? My kids want a pug so bad.
So does Brandon.
Yeah. And I'm like, A, why? It's the ugliest dog there is.
Disagree.
You
think pugs are adorable?
I think they're effing adorable.
Until you hear this sound.
Is that them breathing?
Yes.
Oh.
That's them just trying to sleep.
It never stops. Ever.
Oh, okay.
Just imagine when they're licking their...
What? I almost
all
sounded
we gotta
that
do
out.
Is just beep out the silence, and it sounds unbelievable.
Just imagine just leave that. The silence.
Like that's what's gonna. And they're still. It's terrible.
Man,
it's the worst.
Had a college flashback there for a second.
What?
But yeah, my kids want a pug, and then when we got our dog, they were like, "We like him, but he's not a pug." And I was like, "I'm sorry, We're not.
That's always a
our
tough.
Our dog will eat a pug.
We like the dog, but you know, could be better.
Oh, sports question on the Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. What percentage of Mavs fans would rather fire Carlisle than getting bad value for DSJ?
Man, what a question.
Me. That needs to be a segment tomorrow, right?
If you're Mark Cuban and Donnie Nelson, there's no reason, because of your contract situation with him, that you should settle for anything that's subpar in value. The simple fact that, like, I would be fine taking a player that is similar value. When I say that, like, and I know Kevin doesn't agree, but a Mo Bamba.
Okay.
You still have a lot of future ahead of that. And you're a little younger. So I'm looking at a guy that, you know, was drafted around the same time. Not Frank Ntilikina, though. God, no.
He looked okay a couple times.
What are you doing? I think he has 0 points in 0 minutes with zero assists and zero rebounds. But yeah, no, I don't know that I want to fire him, but I definitely don't want to get bad value return there.
If I told you that you have to get rid of Luka right now, but I guarantee you the Mavs will win one championship in the next 8 years, would you do that?
I don't think I'm gonna run with Luka.
Yeah, I'm good with Luka. Okay. I think that's worth a couple of championships.
All right, let's ask this question. Luka sits down with Mark and says, "Can't be coached by this guy anymore. I've done everything I can."
Yeah,
he's affecting the rest of the team. Not me, because I'm the best.
He's the one guy. Time to go,
man.
But I think we should bring up the Carlisle conundrum tomorrow, guys. What percentage of people have seen a car explode or at least on fire?
Seen one on fire before
in real life.
Oh, my God. I started a massive fight on G-Bag over the holidays.
I thought you were
going to
say fire.
I did, too.
Nope.
Like, this is awesome.
Nope, didn't start a massive fire, but I was driving down the road at like 3 in the morning after a Batman midnight screening back in the day, and my buddies in the car flipped out when we drove past a truck with the bed of the truck in flames. I was going like 80 down the highway trying to get home because it was 3 in the morning. And they all tried to get me to stop and help the person. And I was like, I've seen enough movies to know that this is some sort of like ruse to get me to pull over and have somebody steal my car.
Yes.
Hold on, their car's on fire?
Yes.
They lit their car on fire so that you would pull over and they can kill you.
Yeah. It's 3 in the morning. It's
the bed of the truck. Yes.
It wasn't inside the cab.
Okay.
I said, if you want me to help, call 911. You know what exit we just passed. We can get police over here, but I'm not going to stop.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you there. It's the bed of the truck.
Ari and Jesse thought I was crazy.
How does a bed of a truck catch on fire?
You got crap in the back of it. You just toss a cigarette butt back there.
Okay. Then pull the tailgate down and drive. What's going to happen, Colby?
Wait, pull the tailgate down and drive?
The fire's going to just roll out of the back of the truck.
Most of the time that happens.
Remember how Colby said he gets rid of his trash?
Yes.
That's right.
Yes, I do. All right, so we've all seen it, because I've seen it as well.
Yeah, I think everybody's seen a car on fire before.
How many have seen a car explode?
I've never seen it explode.
No, only on movies and whatever. Yeah. I have never seen or TV shows.
I guess... What's the difference between explode and burst into flames? Because I
did see burst into flames.
I did
see
a car burst into flames.
The craziest thing I ever saw, it was in Austin, and the car didn't explode, but I just couldn't figure out what had happened. Is you know how like so many different spots in Austin, they have two roads that, I mean, it's the same road, but one you can run above surface, the other one you can go underground. This was the only time I've rubbernecked in my life because I just couldn't figure out what had happened. There was a car right at the like entrance of the tunnel that was completely flipped over. But I was like, but how did you get into the tunnel and flipped over? Because it looked like it had not skidded that far where it would have flipped when there was still open room. Because if you see the tunnel, the overhang's pretty low.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can't have like 18-wheeler or anything in there. And so I couldn't for the life of me figure out. And so I was just staring at it, running through scenarios in my mind of how did this car flip over all the way in that small tunnel space?
That leads me to my percentage question now.
All right. Does it?
How many, what percentage of you were afraid of flying off the Mixmaster growing up.
No.
No. I told you my stupidest car fear, right, is that when someone flipped a cigarette out the window, I was afraid that it would hit my car would explode, or I would run over it, my tires would explode.
You were never afraid that you'd be driving and get to the top of the Mixmaster, and all of a sudden your car like just would lose all brake function and fly right off the edge? And
I didn't. Mm-mm.
All right. 25% then.
Okay. Wow.
And my kids had the same fear too.
From the 682, what percentage of guys lie about the number of girls they've slept with to their significant other when she asks?
All of them.
Do you go over or under?
Yeah, it depends.
Do you tell her I've been with all the hoes? Or do you say, you know what?
One of my last major relationships. You'd definitely be better off rounding lower than going higher.
No. The first thing out of my mouth is, you asked this question, it's about to get answered. And then the second part is the true answer.
Is there a pause between the first thing and second thing? Because you've set it up.
Right.
Then do you pause and go, do you still want the answer? Or do you just go, well, it's too late?
Well, no. I mean, there's a slight pause.
Okay.
Because that is the setup. You have now asked me. I'm not going to ask you because I don't want to know. But if you want to know, fine. Still don't want to know.
From the 940, saw a car fly off the overpass, but no explosion. From the 214, 99%, I'm so scared of flying off those Mixmasters, and that's how I will die. From the 214, if you're scared of flying off the Mixmaster, you need to slow the F down. Probably
a
good point.
That last one is probably a good point. That's a really good point.
My wife fears the Mixmasters, too. From the 214, I told her the truth, but she didn't believe me. What? Oh, about how many you slept with?
I want to know because the number was too high or too low. She was like, there's no way you're that attractive. Or,
oh, dang.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Right. If you tell her, like, 22, and she's like, there's no chance.
You're like, hey, look at the heft on this thing, though.
Yeah. Once it gets there.
What?
What indeed? Well, I don't know what to say to that.
They ask the question, and you just do the Jesse Holly of,
yep,
there it is.
Sometimes you got to put it on the table.
No, now you say something else, Corey. We're not going to
break. What percentage of relationships do the guys have a higher number than the woman?
Ooh, 62%.
Because we all think women are hoes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hoes are hoes. Hoes is hoes.
Hold on. No, I don't think that. I think there are plenty of respectable women out there. I'm stepping as far away from that statement as possible.
Hey, Parker, just because a woman's had a lot of sex doesn't mean she's not respectable.
Yeah, she can still be a respectable hoe.
Doesn't mean she's not a hoe. Hold on. I really did.
Corey just said we all think that women are hoes, right?
I've seen studies that show that women are more likely to have affairs and lie about it than guys.
You've seen studies that women are hoes.
I'm gonna take the hoes thing back because that's just rude.
Yeah.
Monthly.
But I've seen studies where they're like, yeah, women are totally gonna lie about it. They're gonna do it and then lie. Guys feel like they have to say something.
No, you don't.
We're more honest.
If you have an affair,
guys
they
are
don't
honest.
Want to know.
Guys
they
are,
think they want to know, but as soon as you tell them what they think they want to know, they didn't want to know it because now they're mad.
Guys
so you
are
don't
honest.
Tell
guys are pure. We are always looking out for the feelings of others. These are the things that we do as men to take care of women, all right? Mm-hmm. And women are out there, and they're just like, how can I hurt that man's heart? But actually not even tell them about it. They like to hide secrets, dude. Huh. That's what they do.
Do you want to talk about this?
Yeah, I feel like we need to have an intervention of sorts.
Everything okay at home, or
are you doing all right, buddy?
Yeah.
This isn't a real life alert. I just read studies. In Maxim and stuff.
Why were you studying?
It was Maxim.
Did you have a test?
Studying that one thing, yeah. Maxim magazine.
We're the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan.
From the 682, and I thought I was the only one who subscribed to Ho Weekly.
From the 469, I'm a truck driver and my wife hates trucks.
Oh, no.
I don't know what that means.
From the 214, who hurt you, Corey?
Yes!
Nobody hurt me.
That's what I want to know.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.